taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Lansing, Michigan. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And today, game two in a six-game series, the Cedar Rapids Colonels at the Lansing Lugnuts in High A minor league baseball. Adam, yesterday the Lugnuts led throughout the game, hit a season-high single game, three home runs, and hit Cedar Rapids rally back, one run in the eighth inning, and then two with two strikes and two outs in the ninth, and the Colonels won a fourth consecutive game and took the series opener.
Just one of those games that you look back and think of, and unfortunately that may be the toughest loss of the year for Lansing. You hit those three home runs, not really a home run hitting team. You kind of felt like you were dominating. You were in the lead for eight of the nine innings. But not to be, as Cedar Rapids grabbed the lead as they were down to their final strike a couple of times, come through, and Lansing unable to answer in the bottom of the ninth. So Lugnuts, I'm sure, have some not great thoughts in their minds after last night, and I'm sure they're pretty excited to get back out on the field early today to try and amend what happened last night.
Let's immediately meet the starting lineups as the managers are out at home plate exchanging those lineups. Craig Conklin for Lansing, Brian Dinkelman for Cedar Rapids. And let's begin with the visitors from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You know, Cedar Rapids is the city of five seasons. Winter, spring, summer, fall, and a fifth season for enjoying all those other seasons. That's true. Cinco estaciones.
I thought fifth season was for corn. Corn season.
Well, corn is always in season, especially right now. And maybe some popcorn, too. For the Colonels leading off, it's the third baseman Tanner Schoble to get things going. He was yesterday's hero. Batting second, the first baseman Ben Ross hit cleanup yesterday. He moves up to the two hole. He's in center field. Batting third in right field, it's Kalai Rosario. Heading fourth, DHing Misael Urbina. Shortstop Noah Miller bats fifth. Batting sixth, the second baseman Jose Salas. Heading seventh, catcher Andrew Cassetti. Batting eighth in left field, Kyler Fedko. And hitting ninth to round off the order, the first baseman Keone Cavaco. That's Schoble, Ross, Rosario, Urbina, Miller, Salas, Cassetti, Fedko, and Cavaco. And they support the right-hander, Kyle Jones. Adam, your spotlight colonel.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Tanner Schoble after yesterday. Lugnuts struggled to get him out. He put the ball in play all five times, three hits, two driven in, and part of that clutch two-run ninth inning that vaulted the Colonels in front for the first time to win this win game one.
Really good stuff from Schoble, the second rounder. Now on the other side for the Lugnuts and Craig Conklin, leading off in left field, it's Johnny Butler. Batting second, the third baseman, Jack Winkler. Heading third, shortstop, Max Muncy. Batting fourth, DHing, Daniel Susak. Heading fifth, the center fielder, Junior Perez. Batting sixth, in right field, it's Brian Welbus. Heading seventh, the first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr. Heading eighth, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's Eurybio Angeles. That's Butler, Winkler, Muncy, Susak, Perez, Welbus, Bautista Jr., Rodriguez, and Angeles in support of the lefty Brady Basso. Your spotlight nuts.
Jesse, it's a high humidity day, 54%, which means the balls could be flying out again today. There's only a handful of nuts that have been hitting those home runs consistently this year, so I'm going to pick one of those guys, Max Muncy. He's got four long balls this year.
Done. Max Muncy on one side, Tanner Schoble on the other side. Keep your eyes on them. Let us turn to the starting pitcher matchup now. Kyle Jones, the Toledo Rocket. Adam, you got to know him well in action.
T-O-L-E-D-O, yes, the seventh-round selection in last year's draft. Signed for just over $176,000 with the Twins. He has struggled, though, in his last couple of starts, Jesse. Five innings total. He's given up 12 hits and 10 runs, eight of which have been earned, and his strikeout numbers have been low, just three strikeouts in the last two outings. So maybe the Nuts able to kind of continue spoiling his momentum because he was off to a pretty good start. His ERA has jumped up two ticks just from his last start overall.
Let's do a double preview for the Lugnuts pitchers. Brady Basso is going to start this game. Last time out, he went three innings for the first time, making his return after missing all of last year due to Tommy John, continuing to take steps forward.
Yeah, he continues to do a great job. Each of his outings getting longer and longer, consistently giving up a run or less, and hopefully he can continue that today. Lansing got a good start yesterday from Mitch Myers, hoping for that from Brady Basso this afternoon.
And then we expect him to be followed by, hey, Elvis is back. Yo, Elvis Del Rosario.
That's right. The 22-year-old coming back after he missed some time. And for nearly a month between the end of April and the end of May, but he logged some time against Fort Wayne. Three hits, didn't give up any runs in three and a third with three strikeouts. So good for him to build off that performance and get back here to Jackson Field in front of the home fans.
It is another hot one here today. How do you think that's going to affect the game?
Well, like I said, I mean, humidity's up at 55%. It was at just under 30%. We saw three long balls go out for a team that's hit some of the fewest home runs in the league in the Lansing Lugnuts. Now, that didn't equate to a win, but I would imagine you've got some good swingers on this team. We're going to see some home runs this morning and into the afternoon as it continues to get hotter as this game goes on.
So hot that the umpires have switched to the baby blue shirts today. No more black and gray.
Yeah, I can't blame them. It's going to be a sticky one down there.
This is game two in the six-game series. Tomorrow night at Coors Light, Thirsty Thursday, 7:05 p.m. $2 domestic drafts, $5 craft drafts. And then Friday, Lugnut PI, the Luggy Hawaiian-themed shirt, as you enter into the ballpark, as we pay tribute to Magnum PI. And then Saturday and Sunday, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond. The Lugnuts will be in their special Marvel-designed logo and special uniforms with the jersey and the caps. That's going to be on Saturday and Sunday here at Jackson Field. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Adam, why don't you introduce the groups that we have down on the field, ready to perform?
Oh, we've got the lovely Eaton Rapids Greyhound Middle School Band that is going to perform God Bless America. How about that?
Eaton Rapids. We've got a Greyhound to my left. Did you play any instruments?
I did. I was in percussion. The cool people play percussion, Jesse. So I don't want to leave out the other band. It's Okemos on one side, Eaton Rapids on the other. So a lot of maroon down there on Jackson Field.
Some people walk to their own beat. Adam Jaxa sets the beat.
That's right. I don't know if I said it very well or kept a pace and a rhythm, but I tried.
The beat goes on. Brady Basso and the Lugnuts out to the field wearing the home white uniforms. The red caps with the black brims. Lugnuts across the front of the chest, on the back. Numbers in red, outlined in black. The names above in black. Cedar Rapids, after wearing the alternate reds yesterday, are fully in the road gray today. Road gray shirt, jersey shirts and the road gray pants with the blue caps, the green bills. Down to the field we go. Are you ready for some Greyhound music?
Let's go, Hounds.
Thank you.
Well played down there by both Eaton Rapids and Okemos on our final Grand Slam school day. It is a gorgeous morning for baseball as we continue on into the early afternoon today. 77 degrees, not a cloud up in that light blue sky. The Lansing Lugnuts looking for a little revenge, trying to even this series at one apiece. They come in 21-25, 47th game in 2023 of 132 this year, while the Cedar Rapids Colonels remain in first place in the West Division standings of the Midwest League, 26-20, and now have won four straight after their come-from-behind win last night, 5-4. For the call of the game, game two between the Colonels and the Lugnuts, here's the longtime voice, it's Jesse.
Adam Jackson, let me introduce some defenders for you. For the Lansing Lugnuts in the outfield, Johnny Butler's in left, Junior Paris is in center, and Brian Wellbass is in right. Around the infield, the third baseman's Jack Winkler, the shortstop Max Muncy. At second base, A. Rubio Angeles, and at first base, Danny Batista Jr. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. And the man he's working with, the southpaw, Brady Basso from Oklahoma State.
Yeah, we talked about it. It had been nearly 700 days between his last appearance and his first this year, which was back against Dayton on May 3rd. This now will be his fifth start. He's went three innings his last time out. The 6'2", 210-pound, 25-year-old from Oklahoma State University. Fastball, cut fastball, change, and a curve for the lefty, Brady Basso.
Home plate umpire Ken Jackson, bases umpire Josiah Shepard, and the first three Cedar Rapids Colonels who will hit, Schoble, Ross, Rosario, we're all taking practice cuts before Rosario heads right back into the dugout, and the sun shines down upon Schoble and Ross. To take his position, the first base coach for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the hitting and development coach, Jason Perez. He goes jogging up the right side. The third base coach and the manager, Brian Dinkelman, has already been stationed in place up the left side. Adjusts his cap, wipes away some sweat. Here we go. Email address for the broadcast booth, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Find Adam and I on social media at Jay Goldstress for me, at Adam Jackson, J-A-K-S-A for Adam. It is 11:08 a.m. First pitch. Basso deals in a called strike one. Basso on the mound, the lefty. Tanner Schoble batting from the right side, hitting 258 through 42 games. Knees bent, open stance, the pitch. Inside corner, strike two called. Couple of fastballs to start him. Fastball, cutter, change, and a great curveball for Basso. On the 0-2. Foul back out of the screen. First off speed from Brady. And Schoble did well to spoil it. Currently in Lansing, Michigan, Adam, I'm seeing that it's 83 degrees. At 0-2. There's the curve, but it's up high. Ball one.
83 and climbing higher as this game will continue.
That's right. It's before noon. Sun isn't high yet. 1-2. Fouled up and away off the right side. Schoble is whipped 38 times this year, 17 walks. In yesterday's game, he was 3-for-5 with a couple of big RBI singles. Basso's 1-2. Swing and a miss. He's gone on strikes to open up this one when reaching for the off-speed away.
Well, that's a great start by Basso. Fastballs mixed in the change, and then lifts it up and out of the zone, and Schoble couldn't lay off. A guy that put everything in play yesterday, and Basso's able to get him for the first time in this series today with a strikeout.
Now he deals to Ben Ross, and Ross swings and misses the heater away. Strike one. Ross out of the cleanup spot yesterday was 1-for-4. The deal. Skied out to right field. Second baseman Angeles out. Right fielder Wellbass in. It's Angeles the catch. And then the two of them collide gently. Wellbass braced himself up against A. Rubio. Out number two. Bring up Kalei Rosario. Rosario was 0-for-3 with an HBP a day ago. Right-handed batter. Southpaw offers. Inside corner, strike called. The fastball.
Love the pounding of the strike zone early from Basso.
and owning the inside corner, too. Deals. Fouled back into the net. Nothing in two. You hope that as a player returns from, let's say, a Tommy John, a long layoff, that he'll get stronger and stronger and better. And I think that's what we're seeing from Brady. Go back 2 years ago to start off the year. He was a promising arm in the rotation. 0-2. Lines hooking deep down the left field line. That ball's down for a base hit, and it heads all the way to the wall. Johnny Butler picks it up. He gets it in towards short. And into second base, Kalei Rosario collects his 11th double of the year, beating Cedar Rapids.
He just waited on that off-speed pitch there and was able to dump it down into left field. Looked like an effortless swing from him. And that breaks up the perfect frame that Basso was looking for to start this game.
That brings up Misael Urbina, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored yesterday. Hitting 179 this year. Again, a right-handed batter. No score, top of the first two outs. Basso's pitch. Inside, ball one. Urbina turned 21 years of age at the very end of April. Lifts up the bat from his right shoulder. Deals. Outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. And now, Adam, the wind has wrapped the American flag around the pole in right field.
Tetherball out there.
Still trying to tug on it. A 2-0. Outside and all the way to the backstop. Like C.J. Rodriguez never picked it up. Away to third base goes Rosario. You wonder if that was a cross-up. Wild pitch for Brady Basso. 3 balls, no strikes on Urbina.
Yeah, it certainly looks like it. As Rodriguez out talking to Basso, making sure they're on the same page. And all of a sudden, what looked like, similar to the ninth inning yesterday. You thought it was going to be an effortless 1-2-3 frame. The Lugnuts were going for a win, and then with 2 outs, the next few reached, 2 runs scored, and all of a sudden, the Colonels led, and they would end up winning here. First 2 outs. Double, wild pitch, runner at third. Now you're behind 3-0 on Urbina.
The 2-out offense from Cedar Rapids. All but one of their runs yesterday was scored with 2 outs. This is a 3-ball pitch. And that's called the strike in the inside corner. Urbina's already flipped the bat.
Well, you got to get some practice in just in case you do walk.
Yesterday, on the other hand, how many of the Lugnuts runs were scored with nobody out? Rosario, third, the pitch. That does miss, and the bat flip was not as good. But it still works out. It's a base on balls for Cedar Rapids. And Urbina means that there's now runners at first and third as he takes his spot down at first base.
Hey, you hate to complain about getting home runs because the Lugnuts haven't gotten a ton this year, but all three of their home runs leadoff homers with nobody on base, and that helped keep the Colonels in it.
Switch hitting Noah Miller bats right. The deal. High from Basso. Ball one. Basso struck at Schobel. He got Ross on a pop out to second, but then Kalei Rosario doubled to left on an 0-2. And Urbina just drew the 5-pitch walk. The pitch, flared foul off the right side, off toward the seats. And up near the aisle. It's a Big B Coffee Grand Slam school day. There's going to be a ton of foot traffic everywhere, especially in the aisles and the concourse. 1-ball, 1-strike pitch from Basso. Here it comes. Fastball high. Noah Miller yesterday was 0-for-3 with a walk. So his batting average now dipping to .212. 4 doubles, 2 triples, 2 homers. Here's the pitch. A chopper hit towards short. 2 bounces to Muncy. A throw the short way to second. That's where Anales forces out Urbina. And it's a scoreless frame for Brady Basso. A double and a walk, but both stranded. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Cedar Rapids, nothing. Lansing coming up against Kyle Jones.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun But know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Cedar Rapids threatened with two outs in the top of the first inning, but did not score against Brady Basso. Now here come the Lugnuts against Kyle Jones.
Yeah, Jones is 6'1", 200-pound right-hander out of St. Clair Shores, Michigan. Welcome back to the Mitten. He's been roughed up his last couple of starts, the seventh-rounder out of Toledo.
To Johnny Butler, first offering fouled off into the screen, strike one.
He had his shortest outing, Jesse, the last time out against the Timber Rattlers. Went just one inning, gave up six hits and six runs, all earned in that first inning of work.
Ooh. He fires. Butler takes the ball up and away. Left-handed batter here, and then after Butler, they will all bat from the right side against the righty Jones. Winkler and Muncy on deck and in the hole. No score. The kick and the pitch. Head in the air, center field. Ben Ross back and to his left. Out in the right center, he hauls it in. One down. We saw a lot of that yesterday in terms of Cedar Rapids Colonels outfielders just going at it, flagging down fly balls.
I mean, even that one, right? It didn't look like he hit it that hard, and that got all the way out to right center. It seems like that ball is going to carry a little bit with the humidity and a pretty nice swing for Butler, even though it results in an out.
That was kind of an omen for things to come. Jones deals. Jack Winkler takes a pitch in. Because the Lugnuts went on to hit three homers yesterday. Not all of their drives were contained by Jackson Field. 47th game of the year. Jones deals. Winkler takes the ball low. Jack Winkler, who has been so good in home games this year. Yesterday, he was held at bay. He was 0 for 4. He had a fly out to center that was nabbed by Emmanuel Rodriguez on a fine catch. As he swings and misses the fastball away. And the count on Winkler is now 2-1.
He seems like he's a candidate to hit his first home run of the season this week. Things heating up.
I feel like that too. Winkler swings and fouls it away to the right side. 2-2. If you've never been to Jackson Field, the dimensions, 304 down each line, but each line ends in a 23-foot tall wall. No score, righty to righty. Winkler fouls this one away toward the Lansing Lugnuts pen, twisting. Right fielder Rosario gave chase just in case. In center field, it's about 404 feet to straightaway center, but things do get weird with the dimensions and the alleys. Left center and right center, there are elbows, there are angles, especially where the ribbon board is in right field. And the deepest part of the ballpark, 407 to right center. The pitch, foul tipped at home plate, and the count holds 2-2. 23 feet tall walls in the corner, 20 foot tall wall in left center field, stretching around center field to deepest right center. On deck, Muncy. Kyle Jones winds, deals. Pop foul, back and out of play to the right.
Does it surprise you they don't have it marked as 304 right down the lines? Usually that's a staple in parks. They've got it where it juts out, 330 to left to the home run hill and 337 to right where it juts out a little bit.
I want to piggyback off that. Winkler takes the front door breaking ball in. Ball three. So there's no 304 directly down each line. There's also no marker of distance in straightaway center.
Yeah.
Jones throws. Winkler went around too far on the pitch. Up, That's strike three. First strikeout for Kyle Jones, two up and two down. Here are the places where you'll see the distance at Jackson Field. Down the left side, not high, not right down the line, but to the right, right near Home Run Hill, 330 feet. And then if you look to right center, the deepest part, 407, where there's some Okemos kids who are leaning out over the railing in their Dayglow, the highlighter yellow shirts. Jones throws. Muncy takes the breaker low. And then in right field, just below the Lansing BWL sign, you look down, and there's 337, and there are some kids leaning over there in front of the Wrigley Ivy. Jones to the plate. Stry called it the letters to Muncy.
I understand no marker to straightaway center, because you mentioned 407, the deepest part of the park. That's in right center, but definitely down the lines. That's kind of interesting.
Muncy was fooled, went around too far, and the off-speed away. Strike two.
Unique.
I would like a marker straightaway center, down the left field line, down the right field line, and then left center, right center. Here's the pitch. Up and inside, ball two.
Let me add one more. I would love to see a little 2-3 written, the right and left field just under the yellow line, and a 2-0 out from left center to right center to let us know the heights of the walls.
The pitch. Hide away. Three balls and two strikes on Muncy. Daniel Susak waiting on deck. Jones looking for the 1-2-3 first in a scoreless game from Lansing, Michigan. Here's the pitch. Muncy swings and pops it up, foul, out of play to the right. Now, there are a couple of other places where the distances are marked, and that is on the outfield loft apartments. And straightaway center field, you look all the way up, 483 feet away, and then to the right, 507 feet. Muncy grounds it past the pitcher, grabbed by second baseman Salas. Those to first, out recorded, side retired. No base runners against Jones. Better first inning here in Lansing than he had against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And as we go to the second inning, it's scoreless between the Lugnuts and the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 6-7-8 batters for the Colonels coming up. Salas, Cassetti, and Fedko against the Lugnuts outpaw, Brady Basso. As we go to the second inning, no score between the Lugnuts and the Colonels. Game two of a six-game set. Adam Jaxa by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and it's really good to have you here with us on this Wednesday morning. Still 36 minutes before noon. The native Texan, Basso, lets it fly. Now the first offering to Jose Salas is grounded left side. Third baseman Winkler picks, spins, throws to first in time. One pitch and one out.
Twirling in rhythm there for Jack. Well done.
Andrew Cassetti steps up there. And that always makes me think, what makes a good defensive player? A very good dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have good feet to go along with good hands. Andrew Cassetti's first at-bat of the series, his fifth game with the Colonels. The pitch takes a fastball for a called strike. Cassetti batting 231, 3 for 13. But of the three hits, Adam, two are doubles. Basso to the plate. The curveball, strike two called. Cassetti out of Eagleville, Pennsylvania. I bet you would love it there.
Yeah, it sounds all right.
11th rounder last year. No score, one out. Here's the pitch. Inside barely. Tried to surprise him with a fastball across the inside corner. Cassetti drafted from St. Joseph's. The pitch, down. Ball two.
Number seven hits yesterday for these guys, only one double, and they still, as you mentioned, were clutch with those two outs. They find a way to score runs. Their numbers aren't that eye-popping.
Well, Cassetti has great power. He takes, and that's ball three. Freddy Basso going back to the curve. Just to go back to Cassetti's numbers with the mighty muscles of Fort Myers. Started off this season there, and in 35 games, had 11 doubles, 1 triple, and 6 home runs. Hit 330, OBP 462, slugging above 600. The pitch. Strike three called on the inside corner. That's the fastball that Basso wanted, and Cassetti hates that call. Right across the inside corner for Basso's second strikeout.
Well, you can see, we talked about it in that first inning, trying to establish that inner part of the plate going right in on these right-handed batters, and Cassetti standing over the plate. That's a great pitch by Basso to back him off and send him back to the dugout.
So it brings up Kyler Fetko, batting right. Here's the pitch, inside. Looking for that same spot. Ball one. Basso has not hit a batter yet this year with the lug nuts. He does love to work in. 1-0. The curve for a called strike. So pretty. Well, here we go. Two outs and nobody on. This is where trouble has started for Cedar Rapids. No score. Here's the deal. It's a curve low. Kyler Fetko in his second year with the Colonels. The pitch. Drilled to left center field. Junior Perez is back. That ball is off the wall. He plays the carom with a strong arm. Fires into second base. The tag. Fetko's safe. A two-out double for Kyler Fetko, his second double this year with the Colonels. Here comes Cedar Rapids with two outs.
That's a huge swing right there from Fetko. You knew it was going to be close there. Perez has got an excellent arm, and he got a kind carom. It came right back to his glove. And then you've got Angeles, who sells it so well at second base, acting like nothing's coming to try and fool the runner. But Fetko too fast and got a great jump out of the box. And another two-bagger for the Colonels.
So now Keone Cavaco, the number 9 hitter. No score, two gone. First pitch. Spotted foul back over the netting. Strike one. Basso attacked him with a first pitch fastball.
And you want the answer for why they're winning all these games when you look at their offensive numbers. It's these clutch two-out hits. Saw it yesterday. You just find the right time to push those runs across, get on base.
Cavaco's first appearance in the series. Can he bring in Fetko? It is not chase high. One ball and one strike. 4 years ago, Adam, Keone Cavaco was the 13th overall pick in the draft. Out of East Lake High School in Chula Vista. Comes in hitting 176. Basso deals. The curve. Strike two called. Inside corner.
Shouldn't East Lake High School be in East Lake, Ohio?
Well, there are a lot of lakes. And there's a lot of areas to the east of the lake.
Yeah.
And apparently, there's one in California, too.
All right.
Here's the deal. Strike three called. Just dropped in the curve to freeze him. Basso strikes at two in the second. Three so far through two scoreless innings. He strands the Fetko double. 1.5 complete. No score between Cedar Rapids and Lansing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Brady Basso has allowed a couple of doubles, but no runs. And as we go to the bottom of the second inning, the Lugnuts look for their first base runner against the righty Kyle Jones. No score. Lugnuts and Colonels. Midwest League action. High A baseball. The Lugnuts, the high A affiliate of the Oakland A's. Colonels high A for the Twins. The pitch. Daniel Susak chops it left side. It's the shortstop Miller deep from the grass throwing. One hop in. Yes, in time. Kabako the scoop at first base, and Daniel Susak is at number one. Star that one on your scorecard. A difficult play, and that went from first rounder to first rounder. Miller the shortstop to Kabako at first base. 1-1 that ball got past the third baseman Schobel, you figured maybe it would be a base hit, but no, Susak denied. Here's the pitch to Junior Perez. Buried, ball one. And the recipient, Kyle Jones. Now two ground outs, one fly out, one strikeout through four batters. No score. Perez the batter, Guelbas on deck. The pitch, strike call. Junior Perez had himself a ball game yesterday. There were his hits, a home run and a single. Also flied out to very deep center. He swings, flies this pitch out into medium depth right field. Kalai Rosario trots in, makes the catch. Two outs. Routine for Rosario. And that brings up Ryan Guelbas. Guelbas yesterday was 1-for-4 and torched a home run down the left field line. And the Lugnuts bullpen, Kumar Nambiar is warming up. Here's the pitch. Called strike one. First pitch off speed from Jones. Guelbas is not a big guy. 5'10", 183 pounds. 0-1. Swing and a foul tip into Cassetti's mitt. Strike two. And yet, his home run yesterday was 113 miles per hour off the bat. He generates such great torque. The quickness and the strength of Guelbas in his wrists. Bat is at the ready. Two outs, nobody on. Two-strike pitch. A ground ball down toward third. Fielded by Schobel. They'll throw to first in time. Side up, side down. Two perfect frames for Kyle Jones. And we are rocketing to the third inning where Adam Jaxa will have the call. No score from Lansing.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there on the final day in May 2023, coming up on the noon hour here as we got started early, a little breakfast baseball in our final Grand Slam school day. Also, dog days of summer here. Beautiful early morning and into the early afternoon day for baseball. Up over 80 degrees already. Not many clouds in the sky. There were none at first pitch. Ready, Basso back out. Second time through the order. The pitch. Breaking ball loops in. Strike one. Tanner Schobel, Ben Ross, Kalai Rosario, the top three in the order. Great game for Schobel yesterday with two hits, two driven in. The 0-1. Popped up right side of the diamond. Back goes to the second baseman Angeles, but he's called off as Buelbas comes in. Makes the catch. One away. A Grand Slam school day brings all the kids and all the excitement in the park as they get out. School is almost out into June before we'll be enjoying a little summertime. The pitch home. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. Boy, the execution rate right now with Basso and that breaking ball is high. He is continuously hitting it for the strikes. Pitch. Throws it again. Right on cue. Outside corner. Breaking ball number two. And he's up on Ben Ross, 0-2. And Ross says, enough of this. He calls time and will reset here to the left of the box. No score in the top of the third between the home Lansing Lugnuts and the visiting Cedar Rapids Colonels. Basso, the lefty against the righty Ross. Kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase the breaking ball in the dirt. Tagged out by Rodriguez. Fourth strikeout for Basso.
It's so difficult for a batter when the pitcher establishes that curve for a strike. So you throw that curve in the zone, and then you drop the curve out of the zone.
You just watch it come in there a couple of times, to your point, for strikes, and then you think, I got a swing, it's going to be right back in there, and not the case. Great pitch sequencing by Basso. Here's Kalai Rosario. The pitch home. Lifted out to center field. Could be a quick half inning. Perez, though, on the run. It's over his head, and it's off the top of the wall. He goes to throw it in, but nobody at second base. Angeles and Muncy were out in the left center area. So it's another double for Rosario. Boy, that jumped off the bat. It looked for a moment like it was going to be a fly out to center, and it just kept going. Big time swing for Rosario. And make that three doubles now for all three of the Colonel's hits.
Lets you know his power.
Yes, it does. Three doubles today after they had one extra base hit, a double yesterday in their seven hits. Jefferson Morales had the extra base hit yesterday. The pitch. Fastball shoots in, strike one to Misael Urbina. No score, top three. Basso trying to work through three. As Kumar Nambiar, the lefty, continues to warm down the pen right side, just in case the pitch count gets elevated here. The pitch. Breaking ball low and inside. 1-1. Youngsters flooded in the lower bowl, just in front of us here at Jackson Field, but then also walking the concourse, 360-degree concourse here at Jackson Field. One of those newer updates when they put the outfield lofts in years back. 1-1 pitch, kick back off the netting, 1-2. What was that, Jesse? Was that 2016, 2017 that they added the concourse and added the lofts?
It was multiple years.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2015, 16, 17.
And boy, is it beautiful out there. The lofts, the blue, green, lime colored as well across the facing of those lofts. Good Hops Craft Beer Bistro to the left, Delta Dental, and the tailgate terrace. And the view below those lofts out in left center and right center. The pitch. Breaking ball hit hard over to third. Winkler has it. Gallops throws over to first just in time to Bautista. And that will do it for the third. So again, consistency. Basso gives up one double per half inning and doesn't allow any runs. We're going to head to the bottom of the third. No score between Lansing and Cedar Rapids.
To wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the bottom of the third on a hot and humid early afternoon, we'll call it. We're about 20 minutes from 12 o'clock. No score here between the Nuts and the Colonels. Lugnuts coming up. Danny Pautista Jr. First pitch. That shoots in. Strike one. 7, 8, and 9. Final third in the card for the Nuts. C.J. Rodriguez, Eurybio Angeles. Join Pautista. Kyle Jones, the rocket throws. Lifted out to left field and drops for a base hit. Kind of a slicing driver there that got over Miller's head at short. And Danny Pautista, the first base runner and base hit for the Nuts. Didn't do too much, just kind of put his bat on it. And it lined out there, and the Nuts have a chance to get the game's first run. They did that yesterday. Scored the first run in the second of the series, but Cedar Rapids came back with a run in the third to even the score. Lansing would continuously be up by a run or two until the ninth when they gave up the lead for good. Here's Max, the pitch. C.J. Rodriguez, rather, and it's inside. Ball one. Rodriguez averages dip below 200. 5 driven in this year for the right-handed catcher out of Vandy, the SEC champs again this year. The pitch, lifted, and that's sent back out of play. I believe they took down Florida in that SEC tournament championship down in Hoover, Alabama. What a great program run by Tim Corbin down there in Nashville. There's a 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there, outer edge, 1-2. So the Commodore against the Rocket, Kyle Jones, 6'1", 200-pounder. His 8th start this year. He was excellent in the Mid-American Conference for Toledo, especially in his last season. The pitch, Rodriguez jumps back as it's inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He broke the Toledo single-season strikeout record with 114 Ks across over 91 innings in that last season in 2022 for Toledo. How about that, Kyle Jones? Throwback to first. Toledo, not known for their pitching in the MAC. You talk to anyone that covers Mid-American Conference baseball, the Rockets are known for that. They're Rockets, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Rodriguez is down. What a way in the third. Toledo again this year, and consistently each year, they're usually the leader in the Mid-American Conference in home runs. So good pitcher, Kyle Jones, coming out. He was the 7th round selection, 204th overall in last year's draft, signing with the Twins for $176,700. Here's Eurybio Angeles. First pitch inside, ball one. No score, bottom three. And Jackson Field between the Nuts and the Colonels. Cedar Rapids in the road grays, Lansing in the home whites. Righty on righty. From the stretch, Pautista dancing and hops back to first base. He was ready to go. He took 2 hops towards second. Jones had no idea, and then Pautista got back to the back. Pitch. It's down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Good day at the plate yesterday for Angeles. Now his 2nd home run of the season. He led off that 5th inning with a bomb off, we'll call it the fair pole in left, because it stayed fair to give him that second home run of the season. Lansing took a 3-1 lead. The pitch popped up third base side, and that'll shoot back into the lower bowl. Two balls and a strike on Angeles. Averaged just a tick under 230. That home run yesterday drove in his 13th RBI of the season. A man that was traded from the Padres just before the season started last year. The pitch, Angeles fights it back. Two balls, two strikes. Aggressive, typically early in counts. Don't see him get to a lot of 4 and 5 and 6 pitch at bats because he comes out swinging, but he took two balls to start this at bat. Now we're ready to see pitch 5. The 2-2 from Jones. Swing and a tap or foul, third base side. The sun really illuminates the spray paint down there on the field from the grounds crew that paints Jackson Field up the first and third base sides. Of course, the chalk signaling fair and foul. And then Lugnuts written cursively behind the plate. The pitch, Bautista goes, and it's fouled off Angeles into fair territory, slowly up the third base side. So we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes on Aribil Angeles. E-U-R-I-B-I-E-L, and Angeles, A-N-G-E-L-E-S. Fun name to say for number one with the Nuts. Out of the Dominican Republic. Jones set and throws. Slice down the left field side. That ball twisting just foul off that corner wall. That was the swing yesterday that hooked and stayed fair for Angeles. That line drive right down the third base side. Right over Craig Coughlin's head down there. He's about 5 steps beyond the coach's box, third base side. Runner at first, one out, bottom three, no score. Nuts trying to change that. A 2-2. Sharply hit on two hops, picked up by Schubel, throws to second for one. Back to first, and safe the call by the bases umpire Josiah Shepard. Nearly a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. They'll settle for the lead runner at second. And there's two outs. It was a tricky hop there for Schobel. Last second, looked like he was coming in knee high, and then it bounced up by his left shoulder. He was still able to get to it on a ball that was hit really hard. Here's Johnny Butler, the leadoff man. Pitch home. Outside ball one. No score, bottom three. The final day in May. Second game of this series. We will play 6 this week. Back again tomorrow for a Thirsty Thursday. 1-0 pitch. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. That'll be a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. And as Jesse has mentioned, Friday, Lugnuts PI is we play tribute to Magnum PI with Hawaiian shirt themed uniforms. Jesse, I need to get myself a Hawaiian shirt. I don't think I have any in the closet. The 2-0, kicked back our way to the left of the booth, up on the roof, 2-1.
Well, Friday will be a lucky day.
I'm going to need to get one, right? They're not going to give me one.
If you know the right person.
You have any Hawaiian shirts in your closet? You don't seem like a Hawaiian shirt-wearing kind of guy.
I think I might have one from a past minor league baseball game.
Of course. I would only expect that. The 2-1 pitch. That's kickback foul. Two balls, two strikes. Well, those, either way, reason to come out to the game, check out the Hawaiian shirt-themed uniforms and a luggy Hawaiian shirt giveaway. And, of course, post-game Lafke fireworks. Jones is 2-2 to Butler. Runner takes off. It's popped up. Shallow left field. Back goes the third baseman, Schobel. Still going, and he makes the catch to the left. Out in shallow left. So Long travel to go get that ball for the third baseman, but makes the catch. And the Lugnuts strand Arribio Angeles after reaching on the fielder's choice. One hit, no runs. And that means no runs through three, a third of the way home. Nothing to nothing between the Nuts and the Colonels at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turn slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
No score through three innings as we bring it to the fourth. Thanks so much for joining us early on the final Wednesday in the month of May. And the new pitcher on the mound, Yoelvis Del Rosario. First delivery, swatted out to left field, twisting back. Johnny Butler underneath of it in front of the track. Takes a step or two back, makes the catch, and there's one away. How about the performance today from Brady Basso, a second straight outing where he goes three innings. Remember, coming off the Tommy John, so we missed all of last season. They're continuing to lengthen him slower and slower. An inning, two innings. The pitch home. That's in there, strike one on the fastball to Jose Salas. Today he goes three innings, gives up three hits, all doubles, but no runs scored. Just one walk and four strikeouts. That pitch rocketed foul first base side. Look out. Hops off the Sparrow stairs and then off the netting that shields between the diamond here, the concourse, and Larch Street. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Salas. Up high, fastball misses, ball one. How encouraged are you, though, by Basso, Jesse, and specifically his great execution of that great breaking ball that he has? 1-2. Swatted up into the air, not deep, right side of the diamond. Coming in is Buelbas. Jogging in almost like a skip as he makes the catch. Two outs.
The curveball is serious. That's a really big-time curve. And when he was met by adversity in this game, when Rosario doubled off him in the first and the third inning, when Fedco doubled off him in the second inning, he made pitches.
He got himself into a couple jams, but worked out of them. Here's Andrew Cassetti. First pitch in there, strike one. Double and a walk in the first, double in the second, double in the third. No runs in. No runs in this game as we play out in the top of the fourth. Yoelvis Del Rosario throws. Sweeper outside, ball one. Del Rosario missed some time, not to the extent of Brady Basso, who had to miss the entire year. Just about a month for Del Rosario. 5'11", 170-pound, 22-year-old. Sets and throws. Up high outside, 2-1. Couple of fastballs, 4-2 seam for Yoelvis. Slider and the change. We've seen that slider on his last two pitches. Trying to get the first 1-2-3 inning of the day for the Nuts. 2-1 pitch. Kicked back foul. 2-2. Cedar Rapids out hitting Lansing 3-1. All doubles. Lugnuts have that base hit from Danny Bautista Jr., the first they were able to get against Kyle Jones in the last frame. Del Rosario throws. Check swing foul. Up towards the suites and bounds back down into the green seats. 2-2 on the righty, Andrew Cassetti struck out looking in the second with that fastball in at the knees. 2-2 pitch. Swatted up, right field side, and fading foul. And that one heads across the street. Split the railings in the fence and bounded over Larch Street. Exits the ballpark. No home runs for Cedar Rapids in this series. 31 this year. 2-2 pitch. Low and inside. And we're full. So the Colonels consistently, by the way, have gotten all those doubles with two outs. So all their base runners coming with two outs, trying to do that again here. 3-2 pitch. Low and outside, ball four, and again with two outs, Cedar Rapids has a base runner. Second walk. And Cassetti on for the first time. Here's Kyler Fedko from the right side. One on, two out, top four, no score. Lansing and Cedar Rapids at Jackson Field. From the stretch, Del Rosario throws. Swatted up. Pop up second base side. Angeles on the touch of the grass to his left. Makes the catch as he steps forward on the dirt. And that will do it. So a walk that goes unharmed. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Trivia time when we return to Jackson Field. No score in Michigan State Capitol.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
You know, what do we say? We talk about those Stockton Ports. They've got something to do with the trivia question today. Great to hear from Alex Jensen, voice of the Ports here. Lansing Lugnuts taking on Cedar Rapids at the high A level in the Oakland Athletics organization. Cedar Rapids affiliated with the Minnesota Twins. Bottom four, no score. Lansing trying to change that on a Grand Slam school day as we started just after 11 o'clock. Here's Jack Winkler. Kyle Jones pitch. Popped up. Shallow right field. Out goes Salas at second. Rosario coming in, and he makes the catch. Strike one. Out one. On strike one. There we go. Words are hard sometimes. Jesse, you know my favorite poem is Casey at the Bat, right?
You bet I do.
And you know that legend says, depending on who you ask, that that poem originated from Stockton, California.
That's right.
So why not make that a trivia question today? Here's the bounce that's foul third base side from Max Muncy. Your trivia question today is, what years did the Stockton Ports go as the Mudville Nine? Pitch, check swing, and he doesn't go around. It's outside, 1-1. The Stockton squad called themselves the Mudville Nine in 3 years. 1-1. That's inside, 2-0. And we want to know what 3 years those are. Now, the poem goes all the way back to 1888, so you might have to do some digging or some guessing. 2-1. That's up high, 3-0. So what 3 years did Stockton go by the Mudville Nine in their history? At Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter. 3-1 pitch, swatted out to center field, but hanging up, Ross comes in. And he makes the catch. 2 outs. Or you can email in Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. What do you think, Jesse? You know this one? This is a tougher one.
I don't know that one off the top of my head.
Well, there you go. Well, they do say you learn something new every day. We will do our best to answer that for you in the bottom of the seventh. So send in your answers. Here's Daniel Susak. Two outs, bases clear. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Bottom of the zone. Strike one. One base hit for Lansing. Danny Bautista got it in the third to lead things off. That's it. 0-1. Shot foul into the netting. No balls. Two strikes. This again coming Kyle Jones. His last two outings, he was roughed up. 10 total runs, 8 of which were earned. Lasted just 5 total innings. Only had 3 strikeouts. 2 strikeouts today. 0-2. Checked it. Make it 3 strikeouts. Susak couldn't hold up on the breaking ball low. And that is it. Through 4, Kyle Jones looks splendid. No score between Lansing and Cedar Rapids. We head to the 5th. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns with the call after this.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Temperature slowly creeping upward into the mid-80s. Cedar Rapids Colonels and Lansing Lugnuts scoreless through 4. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Lugnuts starter Brady Basso, the first 3 innings. He allowed a hit in each frame. Each frame, a double. And that has been all for Cedar Rapids. 3 doubles, no runs. Yoelvis Del Rosario took over for Bassi in the 4th inning. He allowed a 2-out walk, and that was all. And he takes on 9-1-2, dealing to Keone Cabaco. First offering is sky to center field. Junior Perez goes back. He's looking up, and that baseball's gone off the apartment building and caroming right back onto the field. Keone Cabaco hits a long, long round tripper. And just like that, Cedar Rapids launches into a 1-0 lead. It is 404 feet to straightaway center. The wall rises 20 feet tall, and he cleared it with ease. Cabaco's 3rd home run of the season. Now the pitch to Tanner Schobel. Ball 1 away. Adam, you had been asking for a Cedar Rapids home run. You had said this is a power-hitting team. What up? Schobel rockets it to left field. Back to the wall. And that's gone onto home run hill. Cedar Rapids goes back-to-back. The Colonels lead 2-0 on Tanner Schobel's 4th home run of the season.
After we saw one extra base hit yesterday from the Colonels, they have erupted for 5 today.
And now bring up Ben Ross, a man who has 4 home runs this year. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Del Rosario winds, throws. High ball 1. First time that the Lansing Lugnuts have allowed consecutive home runs since you go back to April the 13th against West Michigan. The deal. Strike called on the outside corner. And for Yoelvis Del Rosario, with regard to giving up home runs, it's been unusual. The break even 1-1. Ross skies it foul, out of play to the right side. Strike 2. Because on April the 13th, it was Del Rosario who gave up the back-to-back jacks to the Whitecaps. Aside from allowing 3 home runs, That day against West Michigan, he had not allowed any home runs all year. A pitch, a ground ball down toward third, loved by Winkler to his left. The thought of first is just in time. Ross is out number one. So, when Yoelvis Del Rosario gives up home runs, they come in bunches. This is a man who is entering this fifth inning, pitched 28 innings this year. Del Rosario deals. Lai Rosario grounds to shortstop. Muncy fields. The thought of first at two outs. So home run, ground out to third, ground out to short. Del Rosario has made the adjustment. Now we'll take on the cleanup hitting Misael Urbina. Colonels leading 2-0.
Boy, they're attacking quick here in this half inning, aren't they? Everything in play early.
They sure are. Urbina has walked and grounded to third. Let's see if he ambushes. First pitch, he takes low, ball one. Sun shining down. Full wind up and the pitch. Check swing, strike called, inside corner. Del Rosario, in his past couple of outings since coming off the injured list, Adam, I'm used to batters swinging early against him. The pitch sails outside. It's just I'm not used to batters barreling him. He's been so good simply with pitch efficiency. He kicks and offers. That misses low. Three hitless scoreless innings in his first appearance off the injured list on May 21st against Lake County. Three and a third scoreless against Fort Wayne May 26th. The deal inside, and he's walked Urbina. A two-out base runner as the Cedar Rapids Colonels extend this inning for Noah Miller. Just in case you were wondering, would they keep up their two-out base runner streak? They do.
They just keep coming at you.
Noah Miller, 0 for 2. Fielder's choice in the first. Flat out to left in the fourth. Check on the runner over at first base. Urbina back in. Urbina, three steals, twice caught. Cavaco and Schobel, back-to-back home runs, starting up this fifth inning. Del Rosario to the plate. Strike called, outside corner. Now, last year, Del Rosario allowed 12 home runs while pitching for the Bradenton Marauders in the Florida State League. Before that, he had allowed three homers total in his first three pro seasons. At 0-1. Line drive, base hit, right center field. Urbina takes the turnaround second. He's hustling for third. The throw by Junior Perez in the air. Safe the call. Urbina got in around the tag by Winkler. And on the throw, Miller takes second. Misael Urbina challenged the great throwing arm of Junior Perez, and it was tied at third base.
It was the right call, though. Great slide to avoid that tag from Winkler, who was down on the south side of third base and on the north side of the bag. That's where Urbina came sliding in, and because he was down low, Winkler had to reach over to try and tag, and by that time he slid in safely.
And with second and third and two out, Don Schulze, the pitching coach, is on his way out. 2-0 Cedar Rapids. By the way, Adam's not kidding. Here at Jackson Field, home plate is due south, second base is due north, third base due west, and first base due east. So, yes, you can go cardinal directions with each bag.
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever been done before, but there you are. South of third, north of third. That's where the play was not made. It was a good effort by both guys. Great throw by Perez, but a better slide in there by Urbina.
So, Junior Perez trying to throw him out, but his plans went south.
Yeah, they sure did.
Jose Salas will be the batter. Schulze exits the mound, stage right. Cedar Rapids looking for some distance. Already the scoreless tie has been broken. Jose Salas grounded to third base against Basso in the second. Fly to right field against Del Rosario in the fourth. First pitch here. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Slider, changeup, fastball for Del Rosario, the Arsenal. Jose Salas acquired via trade with the Marlins. Checking in with photographer Mike James before the game, said that his younger brother, age 16, has just been called up to the California League. Fastball misses inside. One ball and one strike. I mean, the Salas family can play some baseball. Switch hitting Salas, batting left. Second and third, two gone. A 1-1 from Del Rosario. Slider bounces in and away from Rodriguez. Runner started for home. A throw back to third base. Winkler's tag. This time, Misael Urbina is out south side. He took too many steps away from third base, and C.J. Rodriguez cuts him down. Jose Salas will have to bat in the sixth inning. Two runs in on the homers by Cavaco and Schobel. One runner left in scoring position. They're 4.5, halfway to the house. It's the Colonels 2, the Lugnuts nothing.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
On one side, Kyle Jones is pitching a dandy. On the other side, his offense has given him a 2-0 lead, thanks to long balls from Keone Cavaco and Tanner Schobel. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, the Lugnuts batters will be Perez, Guelbas, and Batista Jr. against the righty. A nod from the native Michigander, then the pitch. Side ball one to Junior Perez, right-hander against right-hander. Perez flied out to right fielder Rosario his first time. The kick, the toss, that bounces in, and then away from catcher Cassetti. Yesterday on these very airwaves, Adam and I were talking about Cracker Jack. Adam broached the topic, talking about how did Cracker Jack manage to sink its way into taking out to the ballgame. The kick and the pitch, outside, three balls, no strikes on Junior Perez. And wouldn't you know it, we've got some caring souls. Carol Walker here on Sweet Level, Greg Kiger, the assistant general manager, and Adam now has a couple of bags of Cracker Jill that are right beside him.
Cracker Carol, Cracker Kiger. Boom.
There's the pitch. That's high, and that's ball four. Junior Perez is on the first base on balls given out today by Kyle Jones. If you know me, you know that I crushed my Cracker Jills earlier today before today's game. Adam's bags are unopened. There are prizes waiting inside each of those bags for him.
I can't do the popcorn before or during a game. It's a little tough.
Brian Guelbas takes a called strike from Jones. 2-0 Colonels leading.
I forgot too, Jesse, my sticker over here. There's a sticker that's always been here in the booth to my left. It says it's a Cracker Jack sticker.
Well, boss, it's a high fly ball out to left. Fedko backs up. He has plenty of room to make the catch. Back to first base, Perez. One down. How long has that sticker been there?
It's been there years. Every time I come in here, it's been in there.
Does that predate you?
Yeah. I didn't put it up there.
Someone, somewhere, sat where you're sitting. Opened and ate Cracker Jacks and put the prize sticker right there on the wall as an artifact.
Beautiful. On a dog days of summer, Cracker Jack with his dog.
And Danny Batista Jr. steps in. One for one with a single. Pick off though on a first base. Perez back in standing. You know how they sign the inside of the Green Monster at Fenway Park?
Oh, yeah.
broadcasters over the years who just stick their Cracker Jack and Cracker Jill stickers. Each one tells its own story. Joe's delivers ball one to Danny Batista Jr.
I believe one of the two men in this booth have signed that legendary Green Monster.
We'll get you in there at some point.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Perez runs. It's popped up. Foul ground right side. Perez has to return to first base. Here comes first baseman Cavaco with the catch. Two outs. CJ Rodriguez comes up next. A brief word about CJ. I don't think that there's a lug nut more than CJ Rodriguez who's looking forward to the changing of the calendar. He was so good for the Lugnuts to start up the year in April. May has not been kind. He's 0-1 with a strikeout today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. A three-quarter cut as he was fooled. In April, Rodriguez hit .310. Came bursting out of the blocks. Three doubles in his first three games. Jones holds. He throws. Bends down and away. One ball, one strike. In May, Rodriguez is 5-44. Now you can make it 5-45 with the strikeout in the third inning. Trying to get things going once again. A fifth rounder out of Vanderbilt. Pickoff though, Perez back in safely.
A Vandy boy.
Yes, sir. Ball and a strike on CJ Rodriguez. Perez runs. The pitch taken low. Throw down to second base. Hops in. Tag late. Perez has the steal. Head first dive into second base for Junior Perez's 10th stolen base of the year. The count on Rodriguez now 2-1. So a chance with the Rodriguez single for the Lugnuts to get onto the scoreboard. They're down 2-0 on the home runs in the top half by Cavaco and Schoble. Jones throws. Went around too far and the breaking ball away. Strike two. Rodriguez, the eighth place batter in the order. When he was hitting the ball real well in April, he was using the whole field, especially with Oppo power. Jones is 2-2. Hit high and deep out to left center field. Fedko's on the run. That ball's beyond him, taking a hop up against the wall. Perez scores. Up to second base goes Rodriguez. It's an RBI double for CJ Rodriguez. And the Lugnuts trail 2-1.
Well, as you mentioned, Jesse struggles through May, but maybe that will swing the momentum for you as we look to turn the calendar tomorrow. Big swing out to left center. Lugnuts really haven't done much offensively, but finally able to get some offense here on that double from Rodriguez.
And with that, the pitching coach, one of the two pitching coaches for the Colonels, as they have Jonas Lovin and Carlos Hernandez, we've got a visit. Kyle Jones, who has been so good, allows just his second hit and his first extra base hit of the game. CJ Rodriguez collects his fourth double, his sixth RBI of the year. It's his first double since his third game of the year. Medicine. Drive like that will get you to feel better.
He's still celebrating out there right now. Look at him go.
Yeah.
Pumped up with the bullpen out there. It's a lonely spot out there at second base after you do well when they draw the entire infield in. But you got to imagine, that's a big weight off that man's shoulders and a big swing to get the Nuts right back in this game.
And the bullpen down the right side for the Lugnuts. Brock Whittlesey is grinning from ear to ear.
Catchers and pitchers like offensive linemen and quarterbacks.
Hey, Rebilatale has gotten the first pitch foul to the left side. One of the relievers just stood up and mimicked the Rodriguez stroke. I mean, CJ Rodriguez, his defense is highly esteemed. His bat has been better than he's shown. Jones throws. Anale serves it in the air. Shallow left field. Fedko in to make the catch. And Rodriguez is stranded in scoring position. But he does double in Junior Perez. And the Lugnuts have halved the deficit. Going to the sixth inning. It is Cedar Rapids 2, Lansing 1.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yesterday was the Cedar Rapids Colonels playing catch-up throughout the game. And in the end, they caught up, they passed the Lugnuts, they beat them in the opener 5-4. Today was the Colonels taking a 2-0 lead in the top of the fifth, home runs by Cavaco and Chobel. But in the bottom half of the fifth, C.J. Rodriguez, an RBI double. And it's a 2-1 Colonels lead going to the sixth inning. For the Colonels, 6-7-8, Jose Salas to lead off, Cassetti and Fitko to follow. First pitch, high, slider from Yoel Vizdela-Rosario, ball one. Salas 0-2. He was at home plate in the top of the fifth inning when the side was retired. Here's the pitch. He skies it. In the infield, third baseman Winkler is staring up. Left of the mound, makes the catch in on the grass. Salas is out number one. Well, Salas was batting. A ball bounced away from catcher C.J. Rodriguez off to the right side. And at third base, Misael Urbina started for home. Then he realized, uh-oh. He tried to get back in, but Rodriguez threw him out. And then CJ came up in the bottom half and did it on the offensive side, cranking an RBI double to the left. Here's the pitch. Andrew Cassetti takes a ball inside, the Cedar Rapids catcher. So all things considered, a complete fifth inning for CJ. 2-1 Colonels, one out, nobody on. The deal. Strike called on the outside corner. 1-1 for Cassetti. I mentioned the last batter, Jose Salas. He has a younger brother named Ethan. A wind, the pitch, outside. Adam, this predated you a little bit, I think, right? When Julio Urias pitched for the Great Lakes Loons at age 16. On the 2-1, Cassetti swings and dribbles it down toward third. In comes Winkler. He gloves, transfers, fires, got him at first base. Two away. Well, having a 16-year-old in the Midwest League was staggering. We know what's become of Arias. He is now a counted-upon member in the Dodgers' rotation, one of the best teams in baseball. Well, the 16-year-old Ethan Salas, the number one prospect in the MLB International Signing Class signed by the Padres. He's a catcher. He was just assigned a single A. Del Rosario misses up and away. Ball one to Kyler Fedko. 1-for-2 with a double. And Ethan Salas just made his debut. He's playing for the Lake Elsinore Storm. Here's the pitch. That bends outside and low. 2-0. And in his debut at the full season level, the 16-year-old singled, doubled, walked, and four plate appearances. Foul up and out of play to the right side. Strike one. So, 16 years old, playing in single A in the California League. Not too far away from joining the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, you'd figure. The pitch, fouled back over the netting. So Jose Salas is the old man at age 20. Jose Salas, the former Twins prospect, or I should say the former Marlins prospect, traded here to the Twins. His younger brother with the Padres, the Salases, putting together something. Both of them born in Kissimmee, Florida.
Talented family.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of them across sports and baseball.
Kyler Fedko out of Gibsonia, Pennsylvania. 2-2. High from Del Rosario.
By the way, Julio Urias.
Yes.
final outs in that 2020 World Series, I think.
Yeah. Payoff pitch. Swinging a foul at home plate. We stay right here. Two outs, nobody on. Colonels batting in the sixth, leading 2-1.
I asked Jesse, because Jesse's the World Series historian.
No.
You ask him any year, he's going to tell you who won. 96.
Well, hold on just a second, by the way. 96 Yankees, right? Hold on.
Yep.
It was the Yankees.
Jeter's first.
Here's the pitch. That's outside for ball four. Was that Yankees over the Braves?
That was, I think, in six games. The Braves took a 2-0 series lead in that one.
And they won the first two at Yankee Stadium with Andrew Jones going off, right?
Yeah.
Was that the Andrew Jones World Series?
Probably. So okay. You know more than I do.
Here's Keone Cavaco, 1-for-2 of the home run. Here's the pitch. Strike called in the outside corner. Oh, by the way, three innings worked by Yoelvis Del Rosario. Three two-out walks given up. 2-1 Colonels. A strike one toss. Went around too far. Strike two. However, in the first inning, with two outs, a double and a walk for the Colonels, they stranded two. They didn't score. In the second inning, a two-out double for Cedar Rapids. Stranded. In the third inning, a two-out double. Stranded. Pickoff thrown to first base. Tag late. Fedco just went back in standing. In the fourth inning, a two-out walk. In the fifth inning, a two-out walk and a single. In the sixth inning, a two-out walk. Nobody's scored. Their only runs have come on the home runs back-to-back to lead off the fifth inning. Roddy, Del Rosario's pitch. High. Cavaco takes ball one. You can't keep on giving teams two-out base runners and figuring this is a formula for success, but so far, it's just the home runs by Cavaco and Schoble for the runs. It's peculiar baseball. A 1-2 from Del Rosario. Went around too far, strike three, and the two-out walk is stranded. Yoelvis Del Rosario's first strikeout. I figure it drives both teams' coaches mad, right? The two-out base runners on one side, the two-out base runners stranded on the other side. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The score remains Cedar Rapids 2, Lansing 1.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alatine can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Adam Jaxa by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning. New man on the mound, John Stankiewicz for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The 6'4", 230-pound right-hander out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. An undrafted free agent in 2020 following the five-round draft. He deals. And the first offering called a strike to the leadoff hitter for the Lugnuts, Johnny Butler. The left-handed hitting Butler followed by the righties. Winkler, then Muncie, and then perhaps Susak. Down 2-1 in the home sixth. The pitch. Butler swings, foul tips it into the mid of Cassetti. Strike two. Kyle Jones was excellent for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Jones is now out. Final line, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Here comes the 0-2. Down. Butler flied to center and popped out to third base against the starting pitcher for the Colonels. And now Lansing against the Cedar Rapids pen. Stankiewicz comes in with a 5.47 ERA, deals. The breaking ball is lifted out to right field. Rosario backs up, reels it in, just as he backpedals to the track. Out number one. A little bit more for you on Stankiewicz in his 15th relief outing of the year. 24 and two-thirds innings, and now you can increase that up to 25 innings. 8 walks, 23 strikeouts, a couple of home runs allowed, and the league batting .234 against the big Northpaw. The deals to Jack Winkler. Bends outside, ball one. The trip from Cedar Rapids to Lansing. It's the longest road trip for the Lugnuts all year. The 1-0. Hit out to center field. There goes Ben Ross, sidestepping left, there to make the one-hand snag. And Winkler's at number two. It is 450 miles, and that is 40 miles more than it is for the Lugnuts to go to Appleton, Wisconsin and take on the Timber Rattlers. It is not, though, the longest trip for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They have a lot of long trips that they make. Max Muncy steps in and takes ball one outside. Stankiewicz looks for a perfect frame. For Cedar Rapids, 510 miles to Dayton, 550 to Great Lakes. The pitch, Muncy takes, strike called inside corner on the off speed. It is 592 miles between Cedar Rapids and East Lake, Ohio to take on the captains of Lake County. The deal, down, ball two. Muncy is 0 for 2 with a ground out to second and a fly out to center. Long trips for Cedar Rapids. Their shortest one, only 80 miles, Cedar Rapids to Davenport, Iowa. The pitch, outside, ball three. So 80 miles separating the Colonels and the Quad Cities River Bandits. And then after that, 168 to Beloit, 178 to Peoria. That's manageable. But the Lugnuts more centrally located, and that's part of the Midwest League shifting east. Righty, righty, the deal. Muncy skies it. Out to center, another chance for Ross. Backing up, waiting. He's got the catch, and for the Lugnuts, fly outs to right, and then back-to-back to center. Rosario and Ross involved. A perfect frame for Stankiewicz sends us to the seventh inning. Short trot back to the dugout for the Cedar Rapids defense. Adam Jackson, meanwhile, returns with a call. Lugnuts down to the Colonels, 2-1.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A tight one as we come back for the top of the seventh. 2-1 our score. Lugnuts trailing. First pitch. The slider from Del Rosario hooks in on the outside corner. Strike one. Top of the order. Tanner Schobel, Ben Ross, Kalai Rosario. Next pitch, outside, 1-1. I hesitated there. Here comes pitch three. That's fouled back. One ball, two strikes. little behind the curtain moment. If you can't tell, Jesse and I turned the crowd mic up every pitch of every at bat, so you'll hear the whoosh.
We strive for every pitch.
The 1-2. That's a little bit high and inside. Two balls, two strikes. We do strive for every pitch. Sometimes we miss or we hesitate, as
we
I just
distracted.
Did.
We get distracted.
The 2-2. Checked it. Did he go? Yes, he did. They checked down to the first base umpire, Josiah Shepherd, and he punches out Schoble for the second time today. One away in the seventh. Second strikeout for Del Rosario. So that first pitch, I looked at Jesse, who looked at me. Neither went for the knob. And apologies, that first pitch of the seventh, you didn't get the crowd mic whoosh. The pitch home. That's outside. Ball one to Ben Ross. He's 0 for 3 today. Fly out, strike out, ground out. Del Rosario kicks and throws. That's low. Two balls, no strikes. A walk since Yoelvis took over. He's walked a few batters, actually. A 2-0 pitch. That's in there. Fastball, bottom of the zone. Strike one.
Wait, hang on. When does he walk those batters?
The pitch popped up. First base side. Coming in is Angeles, and he makes the catch. Are you going with two outs?
I'm saying two outs, nobody on. This is the moment.
This is the moment every time that the Colonels have gotten aboard or done their damage outside of what has been consistent in this series through two games. Every home run has been leading off the half innings. The pitch. There's a bouncing ball towards short. This could be a 1-2-3 frame. Max bullets it over to first, and Bautista has it. And there it is, the first time today. The Nuts have gotten through the Colonels in order. And it goes through the top of the order, 1-2-3. We stretch it out and head to the bottom of the seventh, 2-1, Cedar Rapids. To the bottom of the seventh we go. Cedar Rapids up 2-1 on Lansing. Daniel Susak leads off the inning. The pitch home. Just off the outer edge. Ball one from John Stankiewicz. Took over. 1-2-3. He got the top three. Butler, Winkler, and Muncy. Lansing an RBI double back in the fifth. That's been it. The pitch. Outside corner this time. 1-1. That came from C.J. Rodriguez. It scored the leadoff walk. Junior Perez, who also swiped second. Only run today for the Nuts. Pitch home. Breaking ball. Checked it. It's in there. Strike two. Susak 0 for 2. Ground out and a strikeout. Ready, set from the stretch. Throws. Ground ball over between the shortstop and second base. And that bounds into left center. Just to the left of Noah Miller. And a leadoff single for the Lansing Lugnuts. And the tying run is aboard in the seventh. All right, well, we're going to give you trivia on time today. Our question back in the fourth related to the great poem Casey at the Bat, as some say it originated out in Stockton. Here's the first pitch to Junior Perez. Kicked back, cueing first base, and that rolls back fair. It's bobbled by Cavaco, and he doesn't play it. Perez is safe, and now the umpire is going to make a ruling here. Everyone is safe right now. And now we're getting a visit from the manager. Did he not tag Perez?
He did not tag Perez. That's a remarkable play. And for Junior, you can't just run through them. They're blocking the baseline, so he did the right thing. He went around.
It's a cue shot up the first base side, rolling foul, and then comes back fair three quarters of the way down the line. Cavaco didn't field it cleanly, bounced in front of him. And then Perez, yes, ran inside the baseline, but stayed within range, so they don't call him out. And they're at first and second in the seventh. That's being ruled a hit.
It's not like he went there specifically to avoid the tag. There are just two colonels standing in the baseline, and you can't barrel through them like this was football.
Now that old saying, you'll see something new every day at the Diamond.
Wild.
Wow. A cue shot comes back fair. A slowly hit ground ball is not fielded cleanly, and then no tag applied. And the Lugnuts have their first two on against Stankiewicz here in the seventh, and a 2-1 Cedar Rapids score. Here's Brian Buelbas. A pitch home. Bunts it. Foul. Third base side. Strike one. Anywho, trivia. we asked you, when did Stockton, what years did they changed their name to the Mudville Nine. It happened 3 years. Of course, the Mudville Nine, the team that is portrayed in Casey at the Bat. The 0-1. Well, this again squares. Doesn't get his bat on it. It's in there. Strike two. Any guesses, Jesse? Any answers today at all?
Yes, you better believe it. Marsha Bullard emails in saying 2001 and 2002.
Close. Yo, two. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. She got one of them. 2000, yes. They went back-to-back, 2000 and 2001. But also, they did it way back in 1902. That was the third season. That was the first year, of course. The pitch, swing and a miss. Buelbas can't get the bunt down and then swings at a pitch out of the zone. There's the first out in the seventh. So in 1902, 2000, and 2001, Stockton went by the Mudville Nine. And it says here that a current team, the Visalia Rawhide, another California team, they currently keep the Mudville team name alive every June. Pitch is flying back. Strike one to Danny Bautista Jr. 2-1 our score. Cedar Rapids in front, but only by a run. And there are two on and one out in the seventh for the Nuts. Now there's controversy on if it did originate in Stockton. Pitch. Here's a line drive. Looped and caught, though, by Salas. Jumps and throws back to first. In time, it's a double play. So a line drive twisting away. Salas jumped, caught it. Sharp throw back to Cavaco. And that is it for the Nuts after an interesting seventh inning where the first two reach. And then three straight outs, and it is still 2-1. Let's head to the eighth from Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
No runs for the Lansing Lugnuts. It's 2-1. Cedar Rapids leading. First pitch. That's down low. Ball one. Brock Whittlesey into the game. The third pitcher for the Nuts. Taking over for Yoelvis Del Rosario. And the opener, Brady Basso. Both doing a nice job of limiting the damage. The pitch. Bouncer over left side of the diamond. Muncy comes in to his right. Sets throws to first. And the snap throw caught by Bautista. One up and one down for Brock Whittlesey. And then us here in the eighth. Muncy got the first two on there in the seventh, unable to get any home. Whittlesey, 6'3", 210-pound, 26-year-old from Mesa, Arizona, and undrafted in 2019 out of New Mexico State. Spent time both here and in Midland last year. First pitch to Noah Miller. On the outside corner, strike one. Two home runs back-to-back in the fifth, the difference in this game. One from Keone Kavako, the other from Tanner Schoble. Pitches outside, 1-1. Other than that, those the only two runs. Both came off Yoelvis Del Rosario. Whittlesey with that long beard hanging down in front of his white Lugnuts uniform. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a tapper pass Whittlesey towards second. Charging Angeles. Throws to first. And that ball's dropped by Bautista. And Miller is safe. He just didn't look it in over there. It was knee high, so he had to bend over a touch to go grab it, but it didn't stay in the webbing. So we just saw a weird instance in the last half inning where a ground ball over to first resulted in a base hit. This one should be an error, the first today, most likely an E3. Here's a pitch that's lined over on Angeles' head into right center, and that ball is heading towards the wall. It's cut off last second by Perez. Fires it into Angeles. They're going to send the runner. Miller coming home. Here's the throw. Rodriguez off one hop. Gets the tag down, but late. And Miller scores. And it's a double to make it a 3-1 score after the error for the Nuts infield. Two pitches and a complete change here to tack on one more for Cedar Rapids. They got late runs yesterday. They're getting late runs today. Lansing is not an error-filled team, just their 34th error this year in 47 games, but it comes back to hurt them here. First pitch down low to Andrew Cassetti. So an error and then a double, and the extra base hits continue for Cedar Rapids. Now their fourth double today. Pitch home. That comes in and it hits Cassetti. And this half inning unraveling right now. First at bat out on the ground. Then what looked like another simple ground out turns into an error. So instead of two outs, the next pitch is doubled and a run scores. And now an HBP. Mistakes can come back to hurt you so much in this game. And that's the case right now. Whittlesey trying to limit the damage with one out and two on. 3-1. Cedar Rapids, here's Kyle Fedko. The pitch. Grouped in on the outside corner, strike one. Whittlesey, ERA just under 8.5 coming into his 14th game this year. 16 innings worked. The pitch. Flies outside, 1-1, 11 strikeouts, 13 walks, opponents batting up over 320 against the right-hander. Been trying to figure things out, a tough year last year, and so far a difficult start here in 2023. Fedko's been good at the bottom of the order today, reached twice, one of those doubles, 1-1. Lifted out to center field, hit well, Perez going back. He's at the track. He's just in front of the wall, braces against it, and makes the catch. Now tagging from second is Salas. The throw comes to third. Sweeping his helmet is Winkler, but after Salas slides in safely, aggressive base running after he had to get back, tag, and then head to third. And they are at the corners now with two outs. Junior Perez has been busy out there in center field. A lot of long flies out there. Again, a lot of those doubles hit that direction. 3-1 Cedar Rapids, and now Keone Cavaco to the plate. Here's the pitch. Swing, and it's lifted out to left center field. Coming in, Perez, long run, loses his cap, leans forward, makes the catch, and that keeps this to a one-run half inning. So after the error, that brings in the run. Whittlesey is able to get two flyouts to Perez, and we will go to the home half of the eighth. 3-1, Cedar Rapids leading in Lansing.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, Nuts trying to come back here in game two to avoid dropping two straight to open up this home series against Cedar Rapids. 3-1 our score, bottom eight. One run, four hits, one error for Lansing, and a big error that just allowed that third run. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Cedar Rapids. Here comes the first pitch. CJ Rodriguez swings and misses. Strike one. Looks like we have a new pitcher that has come in. Gianluca Dell'Autri. An interesting hold up there on the hill. The pitch. Down low. And what a fun name. Gianluca Dell'Autri. That's G-I-A-N-L-U-C-A and D-A-L-A-T-R-I. Ready. 6'6", 250. Good size from Wall, New Jersey. The pitch home. That's in there, strike two. And he's got a hold that he extends out both of his arms. Uh-oh. They're going to come out and check on him after that last throw. So he is looking at his throwing arm right now. And athletic trainer for Cedar Rapids heading out there, and they're going to take a peek at him. That's not the news you're looking for. He just came in.
Indicating the elbow.
Oh, no. And that's going to do it. So we saw just three pitches from Gianluca Dell'Autri. And indeed, he is flexing out that right arm and trying to grip. And he's in feeling some uncomfortableness. So he's going to come out of the game. And now they're going to have to bring in another pitcher. You hate to see that. Certainly hope that he's going to be okay, but now Cedar Rapids' plans change for the end of this game. And the other thing, Jesse, this is a close game. It's a two-run ball game. So this is important on who they're bringing in here to try and keep this two-run lead in the bottom of the eighth.
New man is Miguel Rodriguez, making his 16th relief appearance of the year. He was a colonel last year as well.
Good eyes. So he will come in. And we'll see if the Lugnuts can get going. 3-1 here, bottom eight on our final Grand Slam school day. CJ Rodriguez, A. Oribio Angeles, Johnny Butler. And unique here as well because Rodriguez in a 1-2 count. So he'll be tasked with trying to figure out a new pitcher and basically have one pitch to try and do it. And he's over there right now, it looks like, getting the scouting report right in front of the dugout. It's almost kind of like being a pinch hitter coming in facing a new man on the mound, and you've already got two strikes to your name. And Rodriguez right now watching the pitches, trying to get things timed up, is he'll have to come in here looking to lead off in this eighth inning. The Nuts have had four hits today. Bautista led off the third. Then they had the double from C.J. Rodriguez that scored the lone run. Then Susak and Perez led off the seventh. And now Rodriguez trying to lead off the eighth as they trail by a couple runs late in this game.
New pace of play rule. Count start 1-2. Good luck.
One pitch at bats. That would certainly speed things up. So Miguel Rodriguez, the 6-foot, 180-pounder from Venezuela, will try and come in and clean up from Gianluca Dell'Autri here.
Gianluca Dell'Autri had been signed as a free agent after he had pitched in the Cardinals system. Who does that remind you of?
Mac Lardner.
And John Beller.
Yes.
There are guys on the other side who, I guarantee you, they know him. But it's also a kindred spirit thing, right? As a pitcher, you know that feeling, or you fear that feeling of something does not feel quite right. So let's just stop pitching right now and let's get you checked out.
It's good to be checked out by Kellen Buddy and Seth Wells, who have made it into the booth. You know what? I'm surprised that on a beautiful day like today that these guys aren't on the golf course. They chose the Lansing Lugnuts over the golf course to come see us.
You can always go golfing later in the day.
That's true.
You can fit baseball and golf together.
Well, you don't want to go and golf in the middle of the day at the peak of those hot hours, right? You either got to go early morning or you got to go later. But there's league play during the week, so normally you'd go earlier, right? So maybe they already got in 9 or 18 today? No, they're saying no. No, they slept in. Okay.
But as Seth points out, the Grand River Country Club is returning here to Jackson Field.
Great promo. It is indeed. All right, here comes C.J. Rodriguez. Remember, unique here. One ball, two strikes, the count, as he faces Miguel Rodriguez. Righty on righty. Who wins the Rodriguez battle? The pitch home. Swing and a miss. It is Miguel, and C.J. is down on strikes.
That is a filthy sinker.
Yes, indeed, and because of it, a strikeout to open up this eighth inning, and now A. Oribio Angeles steps in. Sun back out covering the diamond. 80-plus degrees on this final day in May. Rodriguez from the stretch throws home. Angeles squares to bunt, pulls it back. Low and outside, ball one.
Baseball rule question. Two pitchers just faced Rodriguez. Who gets the strikeout, Dell'Autri or Miguel Rodriguez?
I believe it's Dell'Autri because he had two strikes to him. The pitch. Swing and a miss. You know, I've learned so much in this booth sitting next to you that I'm right, correct?
Yes, he supplied two of the three strikes, therefore he gets the strikeout.
I think I asked you that question a year or two ago, not knowing. Full of knowledge. 1-1. It's down low. 2-1. It's almost like you've written a book or two on baseball.
Well, we're trying to learn. And you see such unusual things happen over the course of a game and a season that we're still learning, and you sometimes just have to see it just to check yourself. So I'm checking myself on that rule right now.
2-1. Lifted out to center field. Timing it up is Ross. Backs up. Still going. Just in front of the track. Above his head makes the catch. Two outs. Would it be in your thesaurus? Because I do have it handy behind me if you want. Oh, you've already got one right next to you. There we go. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom eight, 3-1, Cedar Rapids leading. And here's Johnny Butler. Johnny's 0-3, fly out twice, three times actually. One in the infield, one in the outfield, two in the outfield. Here's the pitch home. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. Strike one. The Nuts have not had runners on in the first, the second, the fourth, the sixth, and potentially here in the eighth. Not a lot of offense for them today. 0-1. Swing and a miss. That one flying out of the zone. No balls, two strikes. They have not struck out a lot. Five times. Just one walk. A lot of balls put in play, but not a lot of hits. Just four. The pitch. Twisted up into the clouds, back into the lower bowl to our left. 0-2. So with two outs, two strikes, Johnny Butler trying to keep this half inning alive. Rodriguez, the righty, set and throws. Twisted back off the netting. Still a buzzing crowd down there. The youngsters enjoying the final Grand Slam school day. We've started every Wednesday at home this month at 11 a.m. Final 11 a.m. start of the year. We had our final 6:05 start yesterday. The pitch, that's down low. One ball, two strikes. And back to sevens, their traditionals. For the month of June, July, August. 7:05 tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and then a 1:05 on Sunday. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Lifted deep, right field. Rosario is back, looking up. Bye-bye baseball! Across Larch Street. And still rolling. Butler hammered it, and it's 3-2 in the eighth. So the Lugnuts continue to hit the long ball in this series. There's the Pikachu hat on Butler's head as he's welcomed into the dugout. Fourth home run in the last 2 days for the Nuts. Johnny Butler has his third round tripper of the season. Jack Winkler steps in. Ball one. So now the difference in this game is the error in that last half inning and then the double that brought in that error. And the Nuts catch up, the 3-2. That's in there, strike one. 1-0 rather, one ball, one strike on Winkler. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Cedar Rapids. Two runs, five hits, one error for Lansing. The pitch. Tapper foul, third base side. 1-2. And we talked about seeing some potential home runs yesterday and today. Humidity is up more today as we play through the middle of the day. And we've seen three total home runs. Two from Cedar Rapids, one from Lansing. 1-2. Just above the zone and tailing a little wide. 2-2. The Colonels went back-to-back to get their two home runs in the fifth. Does Jack Winkler have some magic to go back-to-back for the Nuts? Winkler doesn't have a home run yet this year. 2-2. Swing and a tapper, foul, third base side. Jack's got some pop in the bat, but has not had one leave the yard yet this year. Today, Winkler 0-3, strikeout, but he has hit the ball up in the air to center and right field. In his last two at-bats, Ross and Rosario got him out in the fourth and the sixth. 3-2 Colonels, bottom eight, the pitch. Popped up third base side, foul territory, Schoble giving chase, and that heads into row two. Great grab by one of the fans. Good at-bat here from Jack Winkler. Six pitches in, still trying to keep this half inning alive. By the way, that's the first home run of the series that's come with more than zero outs in the half inning. 2-2 pitch. Winkler goes down, swings and misses. Filthy off speed. Good twisting pitch from Rodriguez. And he comes back to get his second strikeout after giving up the home run to Butler. But the Nuts are a run closer as we head to the final frame. 3-2, Cedar Rapids. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler on the mic when we return.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And into the ninth inning now. Colonels 3, Lugnuts 2. Lansing sticks with the right-hander, Brock Whittlesey. Cedar Rapids looks for insurance. Here's the pitch. A fastball for a called strike. One to start off Tanner Schobel. Leadoff hitter in the Colonel's order. Leading off the top of the ninth, followed by Ross and Rosario. Righty to righty. Low. One ball and one strike. Brock Whittlesey allowed an unearned run last inning. Stranded two, deals. Shovel lays off, slider low and away. Here's the 2-1. Line drive base hit right field. Tanner Schobel is back on base. Had a three-hit game yesterday. Here's an oppo single for his second hit of this game. And that brings up Ben Ross. Ross is 0-for-4 out of the 2-hole. Schobel a threat to run. First pitch, foul back into the screen as Whittlesey got right in on the hands of Ross. Tomorrow night, a 7:05 p.m. start, and the Lugnuts will throw the righty Jake Garland against Pearson Ohl of the Colonels. Whittlesey sets. Long hold, then the 0-1. That too is fouled off the hands into the screen. Pearson Ohl, a 14th rounder 2 years ago. Garland, meanwhile, the 17th rounder last year out of Miami, who was a sensation. In his home debut, 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. He struck out 10. Came back his last outing, had allowed only 1 run through the first 5. Then Fort Wayne got to him. A ground ball, weakly hit down toward third. Picked up by Winkler. Throws to first. Ross is at number 1. Schobel up to second.
Just going to ask, Jesse, where are all those double plays we've seen through the first 2 months of the season? But that one not hit hard enough for Winkler to be able to go to second. Weak contact there by Whittlesey to get that first out.
He takes on Kalei Rosario. That's true. They have not been turning double plays at the same pace. But really, how could they? It was extraordinary. Johnny Butler's third home run of the year has given the Lugnuts now a 1-run deficit as this pitch is buried, hopping up on the catcher Rodriguez. At a third base goes Schobel. 1 ball and 0 strikes on Kalei Rosario. Meanwhile, the kids down below are trying to start up the wave.
Oh, no. The wave?
Infield draws in for Lansing. Whittlesey throws. Rosario pops it up. Foul ground, first base way. Danny Bautista Jr. with room for the catch. And a third base shovel, just a couple of hard steps toward home and nothing more. Whittlesey gets Rosario at number two. Your thoughts on the wave right here?
You know what? They're kids, Jesse. They're kids. So I'm good with it. I like their energy and enthusiasm.
Whittlesey deals to Misael Urbina. A chopper hit towards short. Muncy backs up, grabs from the outfield grass. The throw to first is on time. And that does it. Schobel is stranded at third base. Whittlesey is scoreless frame. And we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Colonels 3, Lugnuts 2.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Cedar Rapids sticks with Miguel Rodriguez. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning, protecting a one-run lead. By the way, mea culpa from earlier. Gianluca Dellatri removed injury precaution with a one-ball, two-strike count on C.J. Rodriguez. Miguel Rodriguez came in and struck him out. Miguel Rodriguez gets the strikeout. Well, he also allowed a home run to Johnny Butler last inning. It's the Nuts down by one. The pitch to Max Muncy. Down for ball one. Muncy, Susak, and Perez for the Lugnuts. Coming up, trying to do something about this one-run deficit. They have walked off six times this year. Righty to righty. Muncy dribbles it foul up the left side. Strike one.
What's the ruling on the strikeout?
So the ruling is for a batter if you get removed, and the count is one and two. Then the batter had the two strikes, then he gets the strikeout. But seeing it with the reliever, the new reliever gets credit for the strikeout. Here's the pitch. Muncy chops it over the pitcher, grabbed by the second baseman, Salas. The throw to first, and the stretch at the back by Kabaka. Out number one.
So if C.J. Rodriguez were to exit with two strikes to his name, someone else comes in, Rodriguez gets the strikeout if that guy strikes out.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right.
So you could have this situation. Miguel Rodriguez replaces Gianluca Dellatri with a count one and two. C.J. Rodriguez is replaced by a new Lugnut, let's say Alex Campos. Here's the pitch to Daniel Susak. Strike called. And then strike three on the first pitch. Then the new pitcher, Miguel Rodriguez, would get the strikeout. But the old batter would get the strikeout, too.
Wow.
Have a pitcher striking out a batter that he didn't face, if I understand the rule right. Susak hits a high fly out into right field. Rosario comes in. He's under. He's got the catch. And the Lugnuts are down to their final out. It's going to be up to Junior Perez to keep their hopes alive. Down 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Baseball rules, man. As we said, you learn something new every day. Junior Perez is 1-for-2, a single, a walk, a steal, and a run scored. Righty to righty. Strike called to start him off. Shortstop Miller weighs to his right, deep into the 5.5 hole. Third baseman Schoble guards the line. Outfield, deep. Second baseman up the middle. And a one. Down and away. One ball and one strike. Miguel Rodriguez has allowed one home run this year. Yesterday, Perez homered. It was his fifth. On deck, Ryan Guelbas. A one ball, one strike offering. And it comes. Ground ball foul down the left side. And now the Lugnuts are down to their final strike. Just like Cedar Rapids was yesterday. The Colonels yesterday rallied back from two outs, nobody on. And twice they had a batter down to his final strike. They came back, they beat the Lugnuts in the opener. Can the Lugnuts rally? 3-2 Colonels. Rodriguez throws. Perez takes the ball low.
Normally, you wouldn't think that a big swing would have a chance at coming, but the Nuts have squared those away the last two games.
Rodriguez to Perez. Low again. Three balls and two strikes. He is looking so comfortable at home plate.
Yeah, he's really turned his season around. After a tough start, he's found good contact, patient at the plate. Been fun to watch him rise up here in the month of May.
Time granted to the 21-year-old out of San Cristobal. His 22nd birthday will arrive on the 4th of July. But he has already supplied some fireworks this year. A couple of practice cuts with a black bat. Red batting gloves. Steps in. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Miguel Rodriguez strikes him out and ends the ball game. The Cedar Rapids Colonels win their second in a row. Colonels 3, Lugnuts 2. Your final score this afternoon from Lansing, Michigan. Final totals coming up next with the postgame show. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Colonels have won the first two games from Lansing, Michigan. Yesterday by one run, 5-4. Today by one run, 3-2. The Colonels victorious. Hello and welcome into postgame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Three runs, eight hits, and no errors for the Colonels in the win. Cedar Rapids ended up stranding 10 runners on the bases and went 0-7 with runners in scoring position. But the three runs proved enough. Meanwhile, for the Lugnuts on the other side, two runs, five hits, one error, and the Nuts stranded three runners on, went 1-4 with runners in scoring position. A game that took 2 hours and 9 minutes to play in front of a season-high crowd of 9,128. A tremendous crowd here at Jackson Field, but in the end, as I bring back my broadcast partner, Adam Jaxa, it was the Colonels once again winning with pitching and key hitting.
Man. These guys just know how to win close games. Impressive to watch. Nothing jumps out in terms of the offensive stats that we've talked about, but the clutch hitting, the clutch plays, and taking advantage of a crucial error by Lansing, Jesse, in this game, the difference in another low-scoring type battle that goes Cedar Rapids' way, which has kind of been the story of their season. They're finding ways to win at a high clip. That's why they're leading the West Division. And for the Lugnuts, who are kind of slumping here to end the month of May, another close loss that'll be tough to take on after they've played pretty well here over the first 2 days of this series.
Game was scoreless through the first four innings. That was with Brady Basso on the mound for the Lugnuts, once again equaling his season high, three innings. He allowed nothing. He struck out four. The curveball looked great. Then Elvis Del Rosario took over for the Nuts, and he allowed back-to-back home runs to Keone Cavaco and Tanner Schobel, starting up the fifth inning. It was 2-0 Cedar Rapids. But in the bottom of the fifth inning, a leadoff walk to Junior Perez, stole second, and with two outs, C.J. Rodriguez doubled him in. The Lugnuts trailed 2-1. And Adam, let's get right to it. Top of the eighth inning, after Del Rosario's four relief frames were done, Brock Whittlesey came in. He got Misael Urbina on a ground out to short, and it looked like he got Noah Miller on a ground out to second. But a Rebiel Anales' throw over to first was dropped by Danny Bautista Jr., and immediately Jose Salas took advantage.
Yeah, it was a closer throw. It was on the money. It was a little low, but it was knee high. Bautista makes that catch 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, and it just didn't stick in the webbing. Popped out, and then a pitch later comes the double. He scores from first. And all of a sudden, it's a 3-1 lead, and Lugnuts got to run back, but that would not be enough.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Johnny Butler's third homer of the year, 460 feet. He smashed it. And that equaled the distance that we had projected for the Keone Cavaco home run in the fifth inning. And that made it 3-2. It came off Miguel Rodriguez, who came into the game ice cold, relieving Gianluca Delautri, who departed due to injury precaution after the first batter that he faced. C.J. Rodriguez, in the top of the eighth inning, had to leave with a 1-2 count. While Kyle Jones had gone the first five innings, John Stankiewicz then pitched the sixth and the seventh, and Miguel Rodriguez took it through the eighth and the ninth. After allowing the home run to Johnny Butler, he set down Winkler, Muncy, Susak, and Perez in order, and that ended the ball game. So Cedar Rapids improves to 27-20, and the Lugnuts fall to 21-26. That leaves us with tomorrow. Tomorrow's game three of the six-game series. Tomorrow, of course, Light Thirsty Thursday. Adam will have the call for the rest of the series as I'm going to depart family function. Jake Garland against Pearson Ole.
I thought we were a family, man. You're just leaving me?
I'm leaving you high and dry in the heat.
This is payback for last week when I left you. That's fair.
Hey, I was rooting for you to have some more baseball games to call, but things didn't go so well with Maction. Anyway, so Adam will have the call, and we'll see you here at the ballpark tomorrow night. Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, 7.05 p.m. Gates open up at 6 p.m. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. And then Friday, Lugnut PI, our tribute to Magnum PI with the Luggy Hawaiian-themed shirts. Saturday and Sunday, after Friday's game, after Saturday's game, Lacu Fireworks. Saturday and Sunday, the Lugnuts will wear their Defenders of the Diamond jerseys. Jacob Waters for the Lugnuts Friday, Jack Perkins Saturday, Christian Fernandez on Sunday. And the Colonels will counter with Mark O'Ryan, Christian McLeod, and Zebby Matthews on Sunday, making his Midwest League debut. And that will do it for the first six games of 12 that these two teams will play against each other this year. They'll reconvene to start up August. But right now, the Colonels have taken the first two, and the Lugnuts will look to turn things around tomorrow.
Yeah, not much that they need to change. Just going to have to find some winning plays late. Cedar Rapids has had them the last couple of days. That's been the difference in this series. So we'll see if they can turn things around for a rowdy, Coors Light Thirsty Thursday crowd tomorrow night.
Sounds good. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once more, your final score. The Colonels 3, the Lugnuts 2. Have a terrific rest of your Wednesday. From Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol, this has been Lugnuts Baseball.